Since the drama of the kidnapped girls in Nigeria began more than 5 weeks ago, we've heard very little from the town where Islamist militants abducted the girls, Chibok. One reason is it's remote, a 3 days drive from the country's capital, Abuja. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan hasn't even ventured up there yet. But Chika Odua has. She's a journalist based in Abuja, and her article about her trip up there is in The Atlantic. Odua says the final approach to Chibok is down a really long dirt road.
I was expecting maybe we're driving 10 minutes on the dirt road, but it turned out to be about an hour stretch. So these people are living in severe isolation. And it really, really is quite interesting to understand and to even know that this government school, government secondary school, it was this far out, you know, as far as very much away from big towns.
And as you're going to Chibok, did you see any signs of Boko Haram? I mean, do they make themselves that evident?
Fortunately, there were no signs that day, but just the day after I left, there was an ambush on that road. Boko Haram attacked. And again, the Chibok people, they cite Boko Haram sometimes when they're going out to cut firewood in the bushes. They see Boko Haram. And of course, these people are terrified. A lot of people can say that Boko Haram, these are Nigerians. These are our fathers, our brothers who have joined. So these are not strangers. They are estranged, yes, but these essentially are Nigerian people. So they are from the soil.
Your car breaks down twice as you make your way to Chibok. You get another driver and you finally get there. What is left of that secondary school where the girls were kidnapped from?
You know what, Marco, it's very much a carcass. That's the best way to describe it. It's just a skeleton. It's a huge campus, about 15 classroom buildings. You've got rooftops that are blown off. You've got debris everywhere. It's a wasteland. And to understand that this place is where girls are building their dreams.
Is it typical in Nigeria to have kind of a sleepover boarding school that is a government-funded school?
Boarding school is very popular here in Nigeria. It's nothing unusual. But this school was not just a girls' school. I think that's been misinterpreted. Mm. This is actually a co-ed school. The boys did not sleep there. It was just a day school for the boys, but the girls actually slept there.
Wow. So did that put them in kind of particular jeopardy because they were located there? If extremists wanted to go get them, they knew where to find them.
Yes, of course. Boko Haram came to the school looking for food supplies. They burst into the girls' hostels asking, hey, where's your food? And then that's when they took them out into the trucks. A lot of people are saying that Boko Haram is becoming desperate. They're operating in a frenzy. They're attacking food stores and their supplies are running low. And so these girls left out vulnerable with no government authorized security in the school while they're sleeping.
On the kidnappings, you actually met the parents of some of the kidnapped girls. Tell us what that was like.
So the parents, I think that they're just trying to hold it together. Many of them are holding on to their faith. This is a very religious community, mostly Christian. There are a handful of mosques, but for the most part, they are just leaning on to their religious faith and to each other. And again, they're just trying to work with the government to see what can be done. I spoke to some people in Chibok yesterday. They told me, you know, Chika, again, we're waiting for the government fact-finding committee to come. And again, they failed us. They didn't come. We were expecting them last weekend. They didn't come. So the parents feel very much helpless. They feel as if nothing is happening. One parent actually asked me, Chika, what's happening? We're a lot of media, a lot of international press is here, but our girls are still not back.
At one point, you encounter some former Boko Haram supporters who are now vigilantes fighting back against the group. How common is that? And is there any kind of hope in that for further combating Boko Haram?
I've talked to many people throughout Northeast, and what they're telling me is that Boko Haram recruitment is actually reducing. Less and less young people are buying into their ideology, their radical ideology. From the vigilantes I talked to, they understood that this is no longer about Islam. We were told this is an Islamic cause, but they're saying that, no, this is not Islamic. Killing civilians is not Islamic at all. So many of them, that's why they left. And they're tired of having to rebuild after being attacked, stores, hospitals, police stations. So now they're in a perspective is we have to help build our communities and defend our communities. And they know that they are part of the key, part of the solution, because they know these Boko Haram militants. They can spot them. They can recognize their faces.
Reporter Chika Odua, based in Abuja, the Nigerian capital. Her article, In the Land of Nigeria's Kidnapped Girls, appears in The Atlantic. Chika, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.